This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onschuk. With me today is Matt McDonald. He's the lead fire weather forecaster for the BC Wildfire Service. Going to fill us in on what to expect coming forward with the weather. Is there smoke coming? How is fire season doing? Seems good in southeastern BC, but that's not the case across the rest of the province. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We had the fire ban set in place provincially on the 10th there. Can you just give us an update of how we're doing in the Kootenays right now?
Yeah, I mean, if we look in and around the province, the Kootenays, including the West Kootenay, is actually one of the greener spots in the province. You know, our grasses are green, our forests are in pretty good shape, and that's mostly a result of all the rain that we got through May and June. So we're definitely on the good side of the fence down here in the southeast corner. But looking broader, just, you know, to our neighbors to the west and to the north, it's already been a very active fire season. Unfortunately, the other fire centers did not benefit from much rain through June, and really through the spring it's been very, very dry. To date we have over 340 fires burning across the province, so it's been a really busy start to the fire season here.
It's hard to understand that when we're so settled in our areas. It hasn't been as smoky as recent years, so it seems like everything's going good, but that sounds like that's not the case.
It has been a nice change here in the southeast corner this year. You know, we've only had a few hazy days. You know, there's only been maybe one or two days where you can actually kind of taste the smoke. But I think that's about to change. Just today, we're seeing all those fires, all the new fires that are up and around, you know, the Smithers area, the Bulkley Lakes area, even the fires that are burning all the way up in the Peace Country. That smoke has slowly been marching southwards over the last couple of days. And so even this morning, you don't have to go very far north up to Golden and Revelstoke. They're in the smoke this morning. And that smoke is going to continue pushing southwards. And so we're likely to see that smoke increase over the coming days. Not nearly as bad as what we saw in 2021. But we are in for some more smoke. And even though things are relatively quiet in the Southeast Fire Center, you know, we've got a couple of small fires on the landscape. That doesn't prevent us from, you know, importing smoke from adjacent areas, be it, you know, northern and central BC, or even to the south from the states, or even occasionally from the east from Alberta.
Do we have any large fires burning in the Kootenays right now? Do we have any large fires burning in the Kootenays right now?
Yeah, really the largest fire that we have currently is the Yearling Creek Fire on the east side of Kootenay Lake, and it's currently 10 hectares and slowly growing. You know, we have seen some rain over the last couple of days, so that's helping contain the fire, but we're still trying to contain that properly and put a wrap on it. But again, you don't have to go very far, just the west into the Monashies. Kamloops Fire Center has a number of new fires in the past couple of days here. We've taken over 50,000 lightning strikes across the province in just the last week, and that's resulted in over 200 new fires in and around the province. And, you know, while things are very green and lush here in the West Kootenays, there's big swaths of the province, including the coast, that is very dry right now. And so as soon as we get lightning into these very dry fields, it doesn't take much for them to really dig in and take off. So we're seeing a lot of areas exhibit rather aggressive fire behavior, and we're already running short on resources. We've been fortunate to import resources from outside the country. So we've recently received firefighters from Mexico, from California, Australians and New Zealanders on the way. So that'll provide some great help. But given how we've started this fire season with pronounced and persistent drought across much of the province, I don't think there's an end in sight. I think this is going to be a record-breaking fire season for many parts of the province. And I think the southeast, we're quite lucky right now. In the Kootenays, it's been quiet, and I think we'll start to see more fires, you know, as conditions dry out and warm up. But we may be the only region in the whole province that sees a near normal or even lower than normal fire season.
Wow. Yeah, like I was saying, it's hard to understand what's going on across the province when everything seems so good here. Do we have any communities that have been endangered? Anyone getting evacuated? Any destruction of property?
Yeah, I mean, over the last 3-4 days here, that Bulkley Lakes district, you know, just east of Smithers between Prince George, Vanderhoof, and getting into Burns Lake, they've seen a tremendous amount of fires over the last several days. Those fires, again, are exhibiting really aggressive fire behavior, and it's been really difficult for our crews to respond and contain those fires. So many of them are out of control. Over 60% of our fires right now are out of control. And so, yeah, unfortunately, we are implementing evacuation alerts, and a lot of those are getting upgraded to evacuation orders. So people are having to flee their homes and hope for the best.
I may not remember properly, but it seems to me the fires have really gotten worse in the last, you know, half decade plus. Is there any hope in sight or the future going forward? Is there anything we can do to, you know, stop this trend?
Yeah, you know, this summer is most likely going to be a record-breaking year for us here in British Columbia, and it's not just in the western half of the country, right? Alberta saw a very active spring fire season, which is typically their busiest time because a lot of their fires are in fine fuels, so in grasses and wild grass. But if we look on the eastern half of the continent, Ontario and Quebec have also seen a very active start to their fire season, with it to likely continue. And that extends all the way into the Maritimes, right? We had that fire just northwest of Halifax earlier in June that was a record-breaking one for them. So, you know, you can't ignore climate change in all of this. Climate change experts have been telling us for the last decade that we can expect, you know, a higher frequency of these extreme weather events. And in the world of wildfire, that comes in the form of prolonged and pronounced drought. And so our forests are not immune to this, right? They dry out, they become more receptive to lightning. As we warm the atmosphere, you know, heat is one of the main drivers in generating thunderstorms. So not only are we seeing fuels that are drier, we're seeing a higher frequency of lightning storms as well. So not the greatest equation for wildfire. You know, that being said, we are, you know, modernizing as a wildfire service. We are becoming more strategic in our response to these wildfires. And we're really trying to apply fire to the landscape in a more proactive measure. So this winter was dry, but we kind of took advantage of those conditions and we conducted prescribed burns for, in some cases, the earliest we've ever done so. So in February, we were applying fire to the landscape to try and eliminate the fuel before Mother Nature, you know, did it for us. And when we do that, we're able to conduct prescribed burns in partnership with First Nation communities and really, again, kind of ignite the fire ourselves, control it, extinguish the fire, and that helps us eliminate the hazard or at least reduce it on the landscape so that when we get to the core of fire season, you know, there's less fuel out there available to burn.
So, yeah, that sounds great. And even with those prescribed burns, though, we're still seeing a record-setting year here. So what other ways, or is there any other preventative measures that the government and fire organizations can take to stop this?
Yeah, I mean, that's getting a little bit outside my wheelhouse. You know, like I'm a meteorologist. I'm a fire weather forecaster. So we support, you know, the prescribed burns and the elimination of hazard on the landscape. When it comes to how to manage fire and fuels on a larger stage, if you will, that gets more into policy, and so I can't really comment on that.
Yeah, fair enough. What about just people in general, like other than just being careful of your open flames? Is there anything that we can do to...
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think the BC Wildfire Service has done a lot of great work over the last few years in just educating, and I think, you know, British Columbians as a whole are becoming more attuned and aware of fire and the risks that it poses. So we've seen some really great success in the statistics between, you know, naturally occurring wildfires that are ignited by lightning versus human started fires. And we're happy to report that, you know, we're seeing a downward trend in the human started fires. So that's good news. But, you know, this summer more than ever, we need to remind people that just to be careful, you know, when you're out there recreating in the backcountry, maybe you're operating a motorized vehicle, you know, just ensuring your spark arrestors are present. If you're running a saw in the bush or whatever you might be doing, just to be really careful, because it really doesn't take much. It takes one spark into dry fuels and lo and behold, you have a fire that goes from 1 hectare to 10 hectares and then becomes out of control, right? I think there was a perfect example of that on the Canada Day weekend. Just east of Kelowna in Knox Park, there was a human started fire, and by the time our crews got to the fire, it was at 2 hectares, and within an hour it grew to 6 hectares, thanks to the hot, dry, windy conditions. And so, yeah, just being careful. For this summer, you know, now a campfire ban is in effect for the entirety of the province. That may seem a little odd in the southeast corner in the Kootenays, just given how green it is. But really, that was done as a preventative measure, right? The last thing we need is for campfires or small fires to escape and become, you know, large uncontrolled fires. Because we've got so much fire on the landscape right now and we're really running tight on resources. So the last thing we want is a yet another fire in the southeast corner of the province to really burden our crews anymore.
And just, we've kind of touched on it already, but what do you think the forecast is for August for the Kootenays? Is it going to be a lot of smoke? You think we're going to have any fires getting close to us?
So yeah, in the Kootenays, we've been fortunate. We just took a little bit of rain earlier in the week on Monday and Tuesday, and now we're rounding the corner into a hot, dry pattern. So we're going to see our fuels and our forest start to dry out again. We do have a change in the pattern Sunday into Monday. We're going to see a cold front sweep across the province. In some respects, it's good because it'll bring cooler temperatures and higher humidities, but it's also going to bring with it some wind. So we're going to likely see a lot of our fires start to flare up, particularly over the central and northern interior. And then as we get into next week, into middle of July, we're seeing a big ridge of high pressure build right across the province again. So we're going to get back into hot, dry weather, which is pretty typical for, you know, middle of June. But this ridge seems to be persistent, so it's likely going to take us into the latter half of July under these dry, hot conditions. And really for, you know, much of the province that's experiencing deep drought, unlike the Kootenays, that drought is only going to get worse. And so these fires are likely going to get bigger. And I would expect smoke to make a return here in the latter half of next week, just as these fires continue to burn and our air mass becomes more and more stagnant. We're going to lose our capacity to mix out this smoke, right? So we're going to see that smoke begin to increase, become more widespread. And so I'd encourage your listeners to appreciate the clean air while we have it, because it's probably not going to last too much longer.
That does not sound very fun.
No.
All right, Matt. Well, appreciate you calling in, filling us out.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too.